This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
What is up, Tiger fans? Welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You don't want to miss what we got going on right now. We're on a run. We're going on a run. So make sure you lock in. You can find us everywhere. YouTube, the Spotify app, the Apple Podcast app, wherever you get your podcasts. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. And we have another player in the building, another student athlete, another recent signee coming out of Eastern Michigan by way of the Peach State, Big GA. He's a running back coming out of that loaded backfield under Coach Eric Gallen, none other than Bryson Moss. Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
I appreciate you having me.
Man, we're glad to have you. How's it going? How's everything going?
Everything is going okay, man. I can't complain. Everything is going good so far.
All right. Awesome. Awesome, man. It's been about 5 weeks, I think, since you committed. So welcome to the family. Welcome to Jackson State.
Right, man. I felt the love when I committed. And I'm only feeling more love as it keeps going. So okay. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the family for sure.
No doubt, man. That's what we like to hear. We want to hear more about it. But first, let's start off with a fun fact. We want to get to know you off the football field. Give me a fun fact. Give me something about you that may catch the fans off guard. Something funny, interesting, embarrassing. Tell me you sang in the church choirs. Tell me you like to cook. Give me something.
Okay. Fun fact, many might not know. I like to dabble in the music here and there.
Okay.
And I also used to do a little motocross when I was younger. So,
okay.
So a little song.
I like it. So dabble into the music. So production side, you make beats, you sing, you rap.
I'm just an artist. I rap mainly. Rapping, melodic rap.
Okay. Like I will that. Put you on the spot and say give us a few bars, but I won't do you like that. I won't do
not
you
for
like
free,
that.
Not for free.
Okay, I feel you. All right, man. Good stuff. So I know I said you're from Eastern Michigan or transferred from Eastern Michigan, but you're from Georgia originally.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Talk about growing up in the Big GA, man. What do you remember about getting into sports?
From as early as I can remember, 3-4 years old, I had a ball in my hand. Baseball is actually my first love. So I started playing T-ball, baseball when I was about 3. Got into football, travel football when I was about 4. It's never stopped since then. Growing up in Georgia, we got the best athletes. That's where the best athletes bred up at.
We got some Texas kids, we got some California kids, we got some Florida kids, and
per capita.
Mississippi per capita now. Don't sleep on the sip, but I feel you though. It's a debate. It's a topic of conversation. GA.
Yeah, hot take. Maybe a hot take for some, but there's a lot of competition there. I'm also obviously used to the South. I had to go to the North for a little bit, but I'm back in the South, so the heat not bothering me too bad.
That's good.
But yeah, coming up, home life, had a good home life and stuff like that. You know, everybody got their struggles.
Right.
But yeah, home life, childhood, had a great childhood, man.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, met a lot of great people, playing on a lot of different teams and stuff like that.
So. I can imagine. Is anyone in your family played sports, siblings, parents, things like that, or are you kind of the first?
Oh, yeah. My dad, he played college football.
Okay.
What's my granddad, his name is Tony Moss. He went to Middle Tennessee State, played there. Played nose tackle there, or D-line, three tech, whatever you want to call it. Played D-line at Middle Tennessee. And, yeah, uncles, they played ball, basketball, football, all that type of thing. So, yeah, got athletic background a little bit.
You said that Georgia is the best, is the top when it comes to football, top state. So talk to us about your high school playing days and those Noonan Cougars. Word is Cougars. You're one of the best to ever do with that. That's what I heard.
No, there's a lot of great talent that came through Noonan. Just to name a few, I'm sure I'm going to miss a few, but Alec Ogletree, he came out of there. He went to Georgia, played in the NFL for some years. I can't even name them off the top of my head, but we had some talent come through there for sure. But yeah, Noonan is a great place, great school, great people. And my teammates, you know, they helped me achieve all the things that I was able to achieve there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it wasn't all me.
Okay. And then wrapped up a stellar career there, and then you ended up at Eastern Michigan. So talk a little bit about your time there. Just share with us what you care to share. Specifically, how long were you there, and then what led to the decision to leave?
I was at Eastern for my first 3 years. I played in about 9 games my freshman year. So I played a bit in my freshman year, sophomore year. I redshirted, but in the first 4 games I had some good stats, had a touchdown. My first 4 games, stuff like that. And last year, which was the third year, my final year at Eastern, I had some little things I had to go through and stuff like that as far as I had to wear a knee brace, basically.
Right.
So I was kind of battling that a little bit, but what led me to leaving, man, I just feel like, honestly, God just placed it on my heart.
Okay.
And, yeah, the situation, just needed a scenery change, situation right. change, stuff like that. So, yeah, Jackson State was showing the most love. Seemed like they wanted me here and stuff like that. So, yeah, now I'm back in the South.
There you go. Man, that's awesome, man. Led by God, man. You know, that's key when it comes to decisions and things like that, because I can imagine it was tough to leave. I imagine you built some bonds there and made some friends for life.
Definitely, for sure. It was definitely a tough decision. But I had to do what I had to do for my career. Trying to take it further, trying to influence a lot of people and stuff like that. So,
speaking of making friends up there, you made sure not to come to Mississippi alone. I noticed that. You're bringing a couple friends with you. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So two others from Eastern came along with me, quarterback Cameron McCoy, and safety Cameron Smith. So yeah, it's a little trio we got from Eastern coming down to the South, and we are some dogs, so we ready to show the fans what we can do for this place, do for this team, do for this community, and we just excited. It's also easier transition having some people coming down that I know, so they made the transition easy. So yeah,
yep. And my boys. Cam. Cam and Cam. We had a chance to sit down with Cam McCoy on his official visit. We're waiting to sit down with Cam Smith. Now, I said you brought them with you, but was it the other way around? I mean, who brought who? Who committed first and who recruited who? Let's do it like that.
Hey, so, I mean, Cameron had the offer first.
Which Cameron? They both Cameron.
Cameron, ooh.
I call them both.
Honestly, I think they got offered around the same time.
Okay.
And then my offer came a little later, but I committed first.
Oh,
and
really?
Then, okay. Yeah, I committed first, and then Cameron QB Cam committed after me, and then safety Cam committed after QB, so I kind of got the ball rolling, but I got the offer later.
Did you recruit them, or you just did you tell them you had committed? Did you know that Jack State was recruiting them too, or was it all y'all just?
Yeah. QB Cam, he's been my roommate for 3 years. Okay. We still roommates and stuff, so we like this, and he know everything when it happens. So yeah, he knew when I committed, and I'm just like, man, you better stop playing, bro. We got to do this thing. One thing led to another. He ended up committing, so yeah, okay. We excited. We got that. Got that backfield bond going, so
yeah, I already got the chemistry. That's what's up. That's what's up. You talked about Jackson State showing the most love, so tell us about their recruitment. How did they first come into the picture?
Honestly, it was out of the blue. I'm pretty sure QB Cam, he put in some good words for me and stuff like that, but yeah, they came later in the recruitment process. I was getting interest offers and stuff like that, but Jackson State, it just seemed like a place where I needed to be at this time in my life. They were showing the most love. It was, everything was sounding how I needed it to sound. So made that decision.
Gotcha. Who led the recruitment from Jackson State? Which coach was it mainly?
Coach Gallen, Coach Eric Gallen.
Okay.
Coach T.C. Taylor as well. Mm-hmm. Both of them were very active in my recruitment, and they got me.
Did you get a chance to come on an official visit before you committed?
No, I wasn't. I actually didn't take my official visit. Oh, okay. My visit was kind of like later on, closer to coming to campus. Cam, he visited,
right?
And he was like, "Bro, it's crazy down there." Woo woo. He's showing me videos. He's showing me everything. Okay. They was going to show me on the visit anyway. So.
Okay, I got you.
So, sure. He was just telling me, like, man, it's crazy down there. So.
Wow. So, you committed before you even came to town, before you saw campus?
I did.
Okay. And then when you got here, what was the biggest surprise about it? What was anything that shocked you, or pretty much what you expected?
So, I did spend three years in Michigan, so kind of got acclimated to the colder weather.
Okay, yeah.
And then I guess the heat back in my face after all that time was kind of I had to take it all in, but it's no big issue or nothing like that. The town, Jackson, such nice people. Yeah. You know, in the north, they can tend to be a little, LaRue sometimes, but yeah, just that southern vibe, southern hospitality. I was missing that, so
yeah,
that's a big thing, that's the biggest thing that I noticed.
And then being so from the south, were you already familiar with Jackson State or HBCU football prior to this whole thing?
Yeah, I was familiar with Jackson State previously. My girl cousin, she actually is in the HBCU in Georgia and stuff like that. So she was telling me about what she experiences and stuff like that. So I kind of had a little familiarity with that. Mm-hmm. But experiencing it firsthand is different. Mm-hmm. And we're not into the full swing of things yet, but.
Right. Yeah, it'll be different when school starts. Everybody hits campus.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What was the reaction like from your friends and family when you committed?
No matter what I've done, my family, they always have supported me 100%. So they were just excited for me to take the next step in my life. They pretty much just let me make my own decision. They weren't trying to put nothing into my head when I made the choice to leave my last school and stuff like that. So, they just supported me, and they were just happy for me. Friends, excited, happy for me to get another opportunity to further my career and stuff like that. So, yeah, just a bunch of support, bunch of love from the people I love.
And it's a much shorter trip home for you from Jackson than it was from Eastern Michigan. So I think you probably cut your drive down by about half the time. So I bet your family's happy about that, and, you know, be able to get to the games a lot quicker if they, you know, the games that they'll be attending, right?
Exactly. That's a big thing, too. Closer to home. Yeah, they're going to be able to make a lot of the games, if not all of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then how's the relationship coming along with your family away from home, your new teammates? I mean, I know you got the Cam and Cam, but other than that, are you getting to know any of the guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting to know a lot of the guys, kind of easing in there. A lot of stuff flying around right now, trying to learn new plays, trying to learn new terminology. So I probably don't know everybody's name by heart yet, but I'm getting there. Sure, I just got nothing but love as soon as I stepped into the rooms. Teammates was following me, hitting me up on social media before I even got here. So I've been felt the love since the beginning. So cool dudes on that team for sure.
Anyone on the team that you knew prior to coming here that you played against or played with, other than, of course, Cam and Cam?
I don't think I knew anyone, but I played against a few of them.
Okay. There's a few people from the Atlanta area on the team.
Yeah, I played against a few of them at Eastern as well.
Okay.
Yeah, some kids went to some MAC schools, and I played against them. So.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and put you on the spot. How long have you been on campus? How long have you been in town?
I've been in Jackson for, I believe, this is the end of my third week.
All right, that's enough time to answer a couple of these. A couple of these you should be able to get. So I'm going to put you on the spot. This is Tiger Talk. It's all good. It's all fun. So I need you to give me, I'm going to go position by position. I need you to give me the name of one player at each position. Let's see if you know any of your new teammates yet. So we're going to start with quarterback. No cheating. You can't say Cam. We already know you know Cam. So do you know the name of any other quarterback on the team?
Yeah, I know Jacobian. Okay. And I know Kai.
That's an easy one. That's an easy one.
We sit in the same locker area.
Okay. All right. This should be an easy one as well. This is your position group. Same room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Running back. Yeah. Give me a name.
So you got Desmond. You got Irv. You got JD.
You about to name them all. Okay. We got you. We got the easy ones out of the way. So let's get a little bit harder. A little bit harder. It still should be easy because it's on the offense, though. Give me a wide out.
Wide out. Okay, so I know Rico.
Okay.
Fabo, we call him Fabo.
That's good. I just want one. I just want one. You know, you probably know a few. Just give me one and you pay. Okay. That old line. Now you better know an old lineman, man, because these guys are blocking for you. So you gotta give me one.
let me see. Let me pick one. See, I just know like nicknames and stuff.
That's
like
fine.
That.
We know nicknames too. First name, last name, nickname.
Now you put me on the spot.
That's what we do on Tiger Talk.
It might be. It's not Bowie.
That's on the defense. Name? That's on the D line.
Yeah, he on the D line. His name Chris.
Chris.
You put me on the spot, man.
Yeah, you good. You good. Evan Henry.
Evan. I know Evan. Oh, now it's coming. I know Big Boy. See, I know Face. I'm a Face guy.
Yeah, I got you. I'm the
I know
same.
Big Boy.
All of them big now. Come on now.
Yeah. Big Boy.
Even the fresh.
He be eating the burgers on Instagram and stuff.
Know who that is. Eating the burgers? I mean.
Yeah, he like a eating champion. He like a eating champion on Instagram.
I missed that one. I'm sure the fans watching it. Put it in the comments, fans. Let me know. It'll probably come back to me. All right, so that's your homework. Learn it. You got to know at least five offensive linemen.
See, I know Faces. I know Faces. Like,
nah, you're good, man. You just got there's a lot of new faces, a lot of new names to try to learn. All right, let's move it over. You gave me one on the D line. I don't know if you know another one or you're going to give me the same name, but give me a D lineman.
I know Zion.
Okay.
Zion on the D line. I know number 99. See, I know Faces. Like, I know number 99.
99, he changed his number to zero unless there's a new 99.
Zero, yeah. He changed it to zero.
Okay, that's Jeremiah Williams. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so give me a linebacker.
Linebacker. Reed, I know Reed is his name out there.
Yeah, Reed Pulliam. Okay.
Reed.
You good? That's one. Well, okay.
I know a little bit.
And then DB, and you know you can't say Cam on this one either.
DB.
This will probably be a little bit tough.
We got K5.
Okay. Well, K5, he changed his number too, but don't reveal it.
He changed his number.
Or has it been revealed? I think it has been revealed.
I'm not sure.
But that's him though, K5 though. I'm sure K5. People still call him that. We're going to call him K5 forever because that's what he's been.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff, man. You passed. You slipped up on the O-line a little bit, but you know the burger eating champion, so that's good enough.
Yeah.
Fans, let me know who that is. I'm drawing a blank on that one, but it's all good. All right, man. Good stuff. So talk about the fans. You talked about how the family reaction. What about the Jackson State fan? You mentioned this earlier. You talked about how they've been showing you love. So talk about how they showed you that love on social media. And then now that you're in town, if you're out and about or on campus, them recognizing you and congratulating you and things like that.
Well, on my fake visit or whatever you want to call it, the coaches took us out to a few places and like the community. Like the people that were at these places, they were just like, "Oh, Jackson football," strike a conversation, and like I met a lot of business people here as well. Like,
okay, that's good.
A lot of business owners.
That's kind of
the direction I want to go into. Whenever my career, my football playing days are done, so I met a lot of great people. They're so welcoming to the Jackson State football.
Culture. Yeah, man. I mean, Jackson State football is huge here. You know, we don't have a pro team. That's the Jackson State Tigers. That's our New Orleans Saints, our Atlanta Falcons, name it. So, and a big, huge fan base here, obviously. A lot of alumni right here in the central Mississippi area. So, absolutely, man. We show our people love, especially, you know, our athletes, our student athletes. Definitely show them love and do what we can to help out. So, definitely, man. Extended family like we talked about earlier.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure.
All right, let's talk about your coaching staff. You mentioned Coach Gallen, so I want to put you back on the spot, all right? And then we'll talk about Coach Gallen. Name one coach on the staff other than Coach Gallen, other than TC, and I'm going to take Coach O off the board too. Pretty sure you're familiar with him, so give me one coach. Give me one on each side then. Can you do that? Make it a little bit tough.
Okay, let's go. Offensive coach, we got Coach Bobby.
Okay.
And then defensive side. We got Coach Jones, Coach Vincy Jones,
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I know Coach Vance is going to stand out. All that energy, man. You can be on the other side, but he down there with his linebackers and the special team. I'm pretty sure you can hear him.
Man.
You can hear him, bro. Absolutely, man. That's one of our greats, man. Vance Jones, shout out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, tell us about Coach Gallon. You said he led the charge, and then TC came in as well on the recruiting trail. So just talk about him as your running back coach.
Yeah, it's great to have him as a running back coach. You know, he spent some years in the league, and we spent some time talking about the league, and that's always been a goal of mine, always been the end goal. So he just telling me, like, yeah, man, like, I want you to stand out. I want you to be that guy, and I'm going to help you achieve what you want to achieve. And that's really a great thing. He's hard on us, but that's what makes you great. And we got Coach Hope. We got Coach B to help as well. He's a great help as well. And yeah, Coach Gallon, he's just a great dude, great person. He cares about us. He cares about our well-being. And he spends time making sure that we know what to do, when to do it. You know what I mean? He's a great dude. And the biggest thing that stood out to me when we were just over the phone talking is he just, once I said I want to go to the league, he was just, boom, like, you know, I'm going to help you get there. So that's just a big thing that stood out to him. Because a lot of coaches, they would be like, they'll almost shut you down. Not shut you down, but if you say something about that. But he was just all open arms. Mm-hmm.
To kind of dash your hopes, you mean?
Yeah, like, be like, well, you got to work hard. Like, we know we got to work hard, but Coach Gallon, he just made it seem like it's a realistic thing.
Gotcha.
Because okay. He's been there. He's been through it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And speaking of the league, who's that player comp, that guy you pat in your game after, maybe have a similar playing style, similar running style to?
See, I never really modeled my game after nobody, but I grew up watching like a lot of running backs on YouTube and stuff, like Barry Sanders, Daniel Tomlinson. He was one of my favorites, actually. Okay. I like Alvin Kamara. I liked watching DeAndre Swift in college. But player comp.
It's okay. You're making a name for yourself. You don't have to pat your game after anybody. All
right. Yeah, I say I'm versatile. Like, I can do everything you need me to do at a high level. So that's really my game.
What's that height and weight?
Height by 5'9", 5'10", in the cleats on the track. Mm-hmm. And 195 to 200.
Okay, that's range. Solid. What's your ideal playing weight? Are you right there where you want to be?
Yeah, I'm about 195 right now. Probably during the season, I probably want to be like 198 to 200.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm probably like 195, 196 right now.
Right. What's your eligibility? How many years do we have you for?
I got 2 years left. So.
Yeah. Okay. 2 years. So you took a red shirt. We had one red shirt. You had Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, I red shirted at Eastern. All right.
And then you talked about meeting business people, and that's what you want to get into. So what's that major? What are you looking to do after football?
Right. I am a business management major, marketing, entrepreneurship. that sort of avenue. I don't know. It's a lot of ways to make money in this in this world, today's world. Kind of want to get into the e-commerce thing, the real estate thing, the all type of different rental businesses, stuff like that. So I'm definitely taking some steps in that direction. But shoot, football consumes my life. So
right now you're focusing on football, trying to get to that league. That's what's right. up.
Stand where my feet at.
That's what's up. All right, man. Before we let you go, I want you to give a message to the fans. They're all watching. I know you said they're supporting you and showing you love. So what you want to say to them?
To all the fans, I just appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all welcoming me into the family. And I can't wait to show y'all a good time, win y'all some games, bring that championship home, and that bowl game.
Where's that bowl game going to be played? Do you know?
Celebration Bowl. I'm not sure exactly, but I know what bowl it is. And, I've been in a few bowl games already, but this one's going to be special.
Well, it's going to be even more special than you think, because it's going to be played an hour from your house. It's in Atlanta.
No way.
It's in Atlanta. It's at the crib.
What? Oh, man, I did not know that. Why?
We got to get there.
We got to get there.
Absolutely. All right, man. We wish you the best. Stay in touch. And then last but not least, I give out your social media handles. Let the fans know where they can follow you. I see SS Kobe. That's Instagram?
Yep, that's Instagram right there below my name, SS Kobe. And Twitter, Bryson_Moss21.
All right, fans, there you have it. Running back Bryson Moss, man. We appreciate your time. We're looking forward to see you handle your business and want to see you play at the crib in December.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. No doubt. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.